All communications within the organization must be signed by the originator of the message, unless a system has specific bandwidth or message size limitations where signing of communications is not practical. Additionally, messages should also be addressed towards the intended recipient of the message. If multiple recipients are intended, the message can be addressed to each person, separated by a comma. If a message is sent to all recipients, the special all addressee can be used. Improperly addressed messages cause confusion and can disorient the conversation. This can lead to additional unnecessary messages, needlessly exhausting key space. Remember, encryption key space is our most valuable resource. Distribution of new key space, while operationally necessary, is a risky, dangerous operation. Your thrifty use of key space while writing messages may save a colleague's life. Avoid agent grief by keeping it brief. Before a message can be written, you must have a signature, and before you can use a signature, it must be applied for, approved and assigned. While it may seem as simple as your first and last initial, it is not quite as such. For example, if you have a seasoned agent named Amy Brittle and a new agent Andy Brink, if they both sign their messages with A, B, it would be awfully confusing. In this case, the more senior ranking agent would have A, B, or perhaps even the highest rank of just B or A. The new gumshoe agent Andy Brink would have to accept a signature of A, B, 1. Remember, signing your message with the correct signature is important. So much so that improperly signing messages, or even worse, sloppily writing messages with no signature is subject to severe punishment. If you are lucky, you may receive one single warning. This concludes our training section regarding signatures. Now, open your copybooks to the quiz section for SC1 and answer the following questions. Question 1. True or false? There is no need for signing communications, because there is not enough bandwidth and key space to support this. Question 2. True or false? You can pick any signature you like, assuming that it does not duplicate another MTNN employee or agent. Question 3. True or false? Signatures go through a rigorous approval process and are assigned to the user. Question 4. True or false? Due to recent key space innovations, you are free to create as long of messages as you would like, making room for messages regarding sporting events, scuttlebutt, and small talk. Question 5. True or false? Signatures are always required, including bandwidth-restricted systems such as SD300 series and Hilcom. Now, submit your answers to your instructor. This concludes the lesson and quiz.